As we saw in the AWIPS2 overview, edX is the server process for AWIPS2. It takes raw data files, decodes them, stores the data, and manages the data inventory. The raw data comes either from an LDM, which is the local data manager, which is connected to the SBN, or satellite broadcast network, or the raw data comes from a radar server that's in turn connected to one or more radar product generators, or RPGs. edX can be distributed over multiple servers in a cluster. The default real-time AWIPS2 configuration has two edX servers. Alternatively, edX can run in a standalone configuration on a single machine, but with degraded performance. edX also is a request server for CAVE, meaning that when you want to see a product displayed in CAVE, CAVE sends a request to edX to see if the data is available. If so, the display is generated. As new data are processed by edX, it broadcasts messages containing the data URI for each piece of new data that's just been stored. CAVE listens to the broadcast, and if it sees a match against the data URI that it already displays, then it refreshes its display. The main edX processes are subdivided among four Java virtual machines called edX ingest, edX ingest grib, edX ingest dat, and edX request. The edX dat JVM that supports the decision assistance tools like FFmp, scan, snow, and so on only runs if the server has at least 4 gigs of memory. The edX request JVM manages the communication between edX and the CAVE client, much like a web server listens to a request from a web server and sends whatever web pages or other content that the user asked for.